Okay, I wanted to go over really quickly how using D3P or dissociated third-person perspective can change the way you perceive whatever it is that's going on. Using a third-person perspective to evaluate problems can be helpful because it allows you to look at a situation objectively and distance yourself from the emotions that are often involved. This can help you gain clarity and perspective on the problem and can make it easier to identify potential solutions. For example, if you are facing a personal challenge such as a difficult relationship or a career setback, using a third-person perspective can help you see the situation as an outsider might, rather than getting caught up in your own emotions and subjective perspective. This can help you approach the problem more objectively and rationally, which can make it easier to come up with a plan of action. Using a third-person perspective can also be helpful in group settings, such as a team or a therapy group, as it can allow everyone to share their perspective and can facilitate more open and honest communication. Overall, a third-person perspective can be a useful tool for gaining clarity and perspective on problems and can help you identify potential solutions more effectively. In fact, here are a few additional reasons why using a third-person perspective to evaluate problems can be very, very helpful. It can help you identify patterns. Using a third-person perspective can help you identify patterns or underlying causes of the problem, rather than focusing on simply the symptoms. This can be especially helpful in situations where the problem is very complex or multifaceted. It can help you see the bigger picture. By looking at the problem from a third-person perspective, you can gain a broader view of the situation and consider how it fits into the larger context. This can help you see a problem in a different light and lead to new insights and often ideas. It can help you avoid biases. Using a third-person perspective can help you avoid biases or preconceptions that may influence your perspective on the problem. This can be especially useful when you're dealing with a sensitive or emotionally charged issue. It can help you communicate more effectively. Using a third-person perspective can also help you communicate more effectively with others, as it can make it easier to explain your perspective and ideas without getting caught up in personal emotions or subjective experiences. So overall, using a third-person perspective can be a very valuable tool for gaining clarity and perspective on problems and help you identify and evaluate potential solutions more objectively. My favorite and a very easy to remember trick is the WAS, or what would Aaron say? And Aaron is me. So what would I say? If you take and ask yourself, what would somebody else say? And it doesn't have to be Aaron, but what would somebody else say in this situation? Or what would I tell someone else in this situation? I like to say, what would Aaron say? Because if you've already been dealing with me for a long time, you know, you can almost already hear my voice in your head saying, oh, here's what you should do, or here's what you should think about, here's what you should consider. And so if you use that simple trick, it takes you out of your own mind, out of your own perspective, and it kind of yanks you out into that dissociated third-person perspective and allows you to see it from a different point of view. So whenever you're faced with something that seems overwhelming or a difficult task, ask yourself, what would Aaron say? As soon as you ask it, the answer will become clear and vivid in your mind. This isn't because I know the answer, but rather because you already know the answer. But you need to free your mind to imagine the situation from a dissociated third-person perspective to allow that answer to come to the forefront of your mind. All right. Thanks for listening. I hope this helps, and be sure to watch the video.